again by Darren Cookie Moore. He is my guest on my platform this evening. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you all for your support. This is Brenda Moss here on air. Phone lines are open if you want to call in and give Darren Cookie Moore a shout out. Darren, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
All right, I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from my hometown, Detroit, Michigan.
All right.
Where I was
Detroit,
born and raised.
All right. And that track I played, Back at It Again, what inspired you to do that?
Interesting that you asked that. Back at It Again almost didn't make the CD. me and my co-producer, Dana Davis, had such a hard time trying to find just the right groove, the right pocket for it. And so it was actually the first song that I had started with when I came out with the Lifetime project. And I ended up leaving it alone. And I pretty much came up with, I think, 3 or 4 other tracks. And then I came back to Back at It Again. And that's what we came up with. That's why it was named B-A-I-A. Because we got tired of texting and emailing each other back at it again. That's how many times we went back and forth with it. So we just came up with a, like, look, B-A-I-A.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you for that information. So tell us all how your music journey began, your music career, briefly. What and who was your inspiration?
Okay, well, I grew up in church all my life, and grew up looking up to the Fred Hammonds, Byron Cages, and those were in the gospel industry. I picked up a bass at the age of 15 and pretty much was self-taught from there. So I feel that it was a God-given talent. But the music that I was being inspired to come up with and write was funky and jazzy, and it didn't really fit the genre of jazz. And so I kind of felt like I didn't have a place until I heard Wayman Tisdale. And I never forget, I heard Wayman Tisdale say that he was a born-again Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And when I listened to his music was so funky.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was so melodic that I was just like, you know what, that's my guy right there. And so he has been my inspiration from day one.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. I would like to play one of your track songs off of your Lifetime album. I guess this is one of your favorites and also mine. This one's called I'm Into You. Now, is there a brief story behind this track here?
I'm Into You is just about a person. I tell people, if you're lost from words and you're trying to get that person's attention and you want to know how you feel, play that track.
All right. Well, here it is. I'm Into You. You stay right there. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
com, and then you can find me on all of the social media outlets as Deron Cookie Moore on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you name it.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Will you be doing any online events, scheduling any online events?
I am currently scheduling more interviews and so forth. Right now, I'm looking forward to being with Unsigned Artists. It's another group, Unsigned Artists Reveal, December 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can be on the lookout for more information on that on my Facebook page and also
All right.
on my website.
All right. Thank you for that information. Deron, what is that ultimate desire which you wish your fans to get out of your music, especially this Lifetime album?
I would like, I guess, my listener to get out of my Lifetime project that music has no color. It's love, full of love. Music is such a universal language that there's peace. Most of my music, pretty much all my music, is created under a spirit of peace and relaxation. Kind of gives the listener a place to go when in such a chaotic world.
Right, right. Yes. Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you. So you are more than welcome right now to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your music career. Go right ahead.
Yes, I want to thank my Heavenly Father, first of all, because without the gift, we wouldn't even be talking. And
yeah.
Then to my lovely wife, Cheryl Johnson, Cheryl Johnson Moore, to my sponsors, Yamaha Basses, SIT Strings, Galleon Kruger Amps, Zoom Pedals. They are the ones who are responsible for my unique sound. And just all the DJs and program directors and people like yourself who have taken the time out to listen to Deron Cookie Moore's music and wanted to be instrumental in spreading it and getting it out there to the world.
All right, man. All right. And thank you for that information. And we can also give them a hand and hopefully they will keep supporting you in your journey.
Yes.
We're coming to a close to our radio showcase. Any other information you would like to give at this time, Deron?
Just for booking and for more interviews, definitely reach out to me on my website. You can instant message me on Facebook. Looking forward to getting my music out there to the world.
All right, and thank you for that information. I would like to play Lifetime and Tried at the end of our show. Is there a brief story behind those two tracks you would like to let us know about?
Yes. Lifetime is pretty much, I have been dealing with some stuff. If you look at In Your Presence was done 2014. And so there was kind of a little bit of some space in there where I dealt with some stuff. And I would say what helped me through all of that was my music. And so I realized that no matter what goes on in my life, my music is always going to be there. It's always going to be something that I can fall back on and do. So that's why I titled this project Lifetime, because as long as I'm here, I'm going to be doing music.
Right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. And you're welcome to give any words of encouragement during these times of this pandemic. Any advice or any encouraging words you want to give at this time?
I would just say keep God first. Keep trusting and believing in what it is that you want to do, your dreams, your goals. I'm looking at my CD now, and to be in the top 100 of indie songs on the smoothjazz.com charts is a dream come true.
Wow.
So I feel definitely like there's so many times I could have get thrown in the towel, but with perseverance and being persistent. So I'm definitely a testimony that your dreams will come true if you keep on keeping on.
All right, now. All right, and thank you for that. Thank you for those words of encouragement. And you know what, Deron, when you do that other music project, which is coming up next year, please contact me. You're always welcome back on my platform. I love your music. I love your style. You keep on doing what you're doing, too.
Yes, so, ma'am. I definitely will. I appreciate you so much. And keep doing what you're doing for artists like myself.
Yes, I am, and thank you for that. This is Lady Diva signing out. I will be playing Lifetime by Deron Cookie Moore and Try. And I will also play and spin another treat for my next upcoming guest, Robbie. He has a new single out called Weekend Lover. This is Brenda Moss signing out. Stay tuned for other showcases coming up for the month of October 2020, everyone, and thank you all for your support. By Robbie. He will be my next upcoming guest coming October the 16th at 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please do tune in. This is Brenda Moss signing out, and thank you all for listening. Good night.
Our beds and we lie in them. Who do you want to lay down with? Choose wisely.
Meet you on Friday. Picked you up on Saturday. Sunday night.
heart was a fair. I handle business on the weekday, but you can have me on the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Someday, someday.